Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So this happened to me not long ago. You probably didn't hear anything about this incident because, well, the kid's parents are loaded. And I mean, they own the entire town. So normally it didn't become a nationwide event, but let me tell you what went on. Oh, and another thing. Before I start, I just want to say that I won't reveal any real names. I kind of am concerned for my life here.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I graduated high school recently. Me and my classmates were always close. Not only that, but we all hung out a lot. But because of this global crisis we're going through, most of the seniors from my year returned to their hometown, including me. One evening, as I was inside, I got a notification on my phone. It was an email from one of my best friends from high school. "Hey, I hope you're all doing amazing. I heard that most of us are home during this pandemic, and I thought it would be fun if we got together at my cabin in the woods right outside of town. And to make things a little more interesting, I was thinking we would have a theme. The dress code is formal, and you're required to wear a mask. That way we won't recognize each other from the get-go. It'll be only until the end of the party that we'll take off our masks. I'll be taking care of all the necessary items, booze and snacks, so you just have to worry about finding a mask and showing up in 2 days. Hope to see you all there. Jackson." I got really excited by that email, and of course I wanted to go. Moments after reading it, I called up my best friend, Mike. I asked him if he got invited, and he told me that he was already looking for a mask on Amazon. I don't know why, but I was feeling like I was in high school all over again. I felt happy, free, and without a care in the world. The next morning, I got up pretty early. After a late breakfast and some chit-chat with my parents, I went out to meet up with Mike. We went for a coffee at the local coffee shop, and we caught up for a couple of hours. We talked about all the crazy things we would do. How we skipped class to go to parties without our parents knowing. How we pranked Mr. Anderson, our history teacher, by covering his car with pictures of Roman statues. You know, those that were naked and were showing everything. Oh yeah, we had a good time. "Hey man, do you remember Lisa? I still kind of think about her every day," Mike told me while sipping his coffee and looking down. Lisa was his high school sweetheart. We all thought that they would end up together. But as it turned out, they went to different colleges, in different states, and, you know, long-distance relationships rarely work out. "Yeah, I do. You two are like the perfect couple," I told him while smiling. After coffee, we both went our separate ways. The next day, we were supposed to go to the party, and I hadn't quite found a mask yet, so I needed to hurry up. That evening, I found the perfect one. It was white, with 2 holes for eyes, but they were covered in some sort of net so you couldn't quite see the eyes. And instead of a mouth, it had some vertical and horizontal black lines. It was pretty simple, yet it really caught my eye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I placed the order, and the next morning I had it at my door. The dress code was also formal, so I looked through my closet and was surprised to see that my blue jacket from high school still looked good on me. Fast forward, and I was in front of Mike's house, picking him up so that we'll go to the party together. I didn't know the mask he bought, so I was patiently waiting in the car to see what he looked like. Not long after I arrived, he came out of the house. He had a black jacket on, with a white shirt, and the mask, it was gold. It looked like a minimalist portrait of a lion or some sort of jungle cat, but all shiny. Hey, man, great mask. Are you ready to party? I asked him while chuckling. You know it. Let's go, he said. And off we went towards Jackson's cabin. After about a 20-minute drive, we arrived. And there were so many cars, it looked like a car dealership. You nervous to see Lisa? I asked him while we got out of the car. She must have got a mask on. I don't know if I'll recognize her. Now, come on, I want a drink, he said while we walked towards the cabin. The place was packed. I think half of the graduates were there, and the music was blasting. Suddenly, we got greeted by a tall guy wearing a mask that resembled a giraffe. Hey, welcome, he said. We didn't know who he was. It's me, Jackson, the guy said, taking off his mask. I know we're not supposed to show our faces, but as the host, I guess I had to, he told us while putting a hand on each of our shoulders. Come on in, grab a drink, it's gonna be wild, Jackson told us, and then we went towards the bar. After a couple of drinks, we loosened up and started to mingle. There were so many interesting masks that night, but one of them stood out in particular. It was a mask similar to the ones the henchmen wore in that show Squid Game, you know, all black with a white square in the middle. I went over to that guy to tell him that I'm also a fan of the show. Hey man, nice mask. I binge-watched all 9 episodes in one night, I told him. But the guy didn't respond. He just turned around and seemed like he was going upstairs. I didn't mind that he didn't talk to me, even though I found it kind of odd. After about 10 minutes, we were all startled by a loud noise. It sounded like a gunshot. No one screamed because we were taken by surprise. We started looking around, but everyone seemed as confused as I was. Another gunshot caught our attention. It came from up the stairs. There he was, the guy with the Squid Game mask. Listen up. I don't like the theme of the party, so I'll change it to a Squid Game theme. You're all going to participate in several challenges, and whoever loses dies, he said. Who the hell are you? Get down from there with that fake gun. The one holding the gun didn't say anything. Oh, so you're not going to say anything? Fine. You think it's funny? Answer me! We all saw the gun being raised slowly. I was holding my breath. No one said a word. The gun went off, blood splattering all over the wall and all over us. The corpse fell down the stairs and stopped at my feet. I looked up and then I realized the guy was for real.
The first thing I heard when I woke up was, "Good morning, everyone." And when I opened my eyes, I saw about 100 people dressed as I was. The only reason I could tell that we were all medical practitioners was the stethoscope that was hanging by the side of everyone's bed.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The door to the room we were in opened up, making everyone to stay alert. The glasses on almost everyone's faces could give them away as nerds. Medical school could do that to people, make you lose your sight or even lose your coordination, your normal motor activity, your sanity, and so much more. Medical school could take that from you, and a lot more. 3 men walked in through the door, or at least I guessed they were guys. I could not tell since they were all covered in masks, green masks that matched their clothes perfectly. They walked into the room, taking in every detail of each person that was in the room. It was like they had scanners or cameras in their mask that was doing that for them because of the beeping noises that came from their faces each time they passed by someone. File up in a single line, please, one of the masked guys said. Polite, yet command was still written all over him. Without thinking of what it meant, everyone filed up in a single line, and after the action, a number showed up on the board which I guessed was the number of people that were there. 100. I was right. I gave myself a mental pat on the back for a job well done. I felt proud of myself. Who wouldn't? It showed how smart I was. I liked to be smart. It's how I got in and out of medical school anyway, or how I got through the most challenging time of my life. Medical school was everything that defines stress, but above all, the degree is the most important thing. Here I am, a well-qualified doctor, except the part that includes me being scared of wounds. I had that part to deal with. I was sure every person that stood on this line with me had a reason they were here. Maybe they had fears like me, or maybe they had strength others could learn from. Whatever it was, we were here together already anyway. That would be figured out later. Men, to one side of the room, and the women to the other side, please. The same masked person who spoke earlier spoke, causing everyone to divide into groups, each gender going to where they should be. I moved to the female side of the line, although I was a bit intimidated. Almost everyone looked old and matured, like they could answer any questions that they asked them, and I was there, a 29-year-old girl who had just started her journey into the medical world. You are all welcome here. Just so you know, we are still closer to the places you call home. I mean your houses, where you work, and places you are familiar with. Above all that, I welcome you all to this place and to this particular function we call the Game of the Medicals. As you may have guessed, you are all medical professionals and you will be involved in playing games that has to do with what you've been trained at. Just so you know, we picked the best practitioners from around the vicinity, and I will likely call the game the Tournament of the Smartest. I smiled at his last sentence. I was considered smart. That was more than enough to push me through whatever game they brought. They had an expectation of me before they picked me to compete with other people like me. I have to do my best. Anyway, you have had enough time to rest. You all slept through 24 hours, and we will start the first game now. The same guy said, "You can all march after one of my colleagues. He will lead you to the game room." We followed the masked guy who was leading us carefully. We passed through rooms, walking in through dark and light room consecutively. I could not help but think we were still in a hospital. The smell was there, the smell of drugs, the smell of blood, the smell of saline. Just the general smell that was enough to tell you that you had entered a new, feared environment by many people, a hospital. I walked gently behind the person ahead of me. She was shaking. Her hands were fidgeting. She was losing it. Panic ahead, I could tell. "Hey, deep breaths. It will be fine. Let's just hope for the best," I told her before rubbing my palm against her skin. "Thank you," she replied with a beautiful smile. It was one of the best smiles I had ever seen. She was so pretty and young, like me. I smiled back at her before she turned forward, her panic attack already reducing. The only thing that gave me the assurance that I was going to be safe was the fact that they told us that we were not far from home. There was one thing about New York that was sure. If any of their citizens is declared missing for more than 2 days, they would go searching for the person. And if anything happened to us here, it was sure that they would find us. I had that trust in New York. Eventually, we walked into the final room. It was painted white and no stain was on the wall. It was sparkling. The beds in the room had several people on them, covered in white clothes. Patients. I took a careful look at every other person's face. Most of them had unreadable expressions, but the others had scared, fearful expressions. We had ideas, but we barely knew what we had to do here. We waited for any of the masked guys to talk. We still maintained the line we came in with. I sighed to myself. We all waited patiently for what was to come. One of the masked guys then spoke up. "Now, you will all be playing 7 games in total, and I would like to welcome you all to the first game, what we call the primary medical intervention. On each bed is a patient that you are to interact with and diagnose. If you are not able to diagnose the patient, you will be eliminated. I'll repeat the rules." He repeated all what he said earlier, and he asked the first 10 people on the line to pick a bed and start the game, and I was part of them. I stood quietly by the side of my patient with only one thought in mind. What did he mean by eliminated? The buzzer went off, and the masked guy spoke again. You have 20 minutes to diagnose your patient. Good luck. I stared back at the wound on my patient's leg, which also stared back at me. A necrotic wound with pus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I wasn't ready for this. I sighed before taking courage to talk to my patient.